When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
But you made some plays today. Is that a good practice for you?
Yeah, it's cool. It was on and off the field.
How do you look at your training camp overall so far?
Really just coming to work every day. You know, I'm really going out there just picking different little things for me to get better at. And just going out there working hard each and every day.
You said on and off the field. How cool was it to see that, like the surprise Ring of Honor thing?
Oh, yeah. That was real dope. Definitely for Ronnie. Shout out to Ronnie.
Have you heard of any of those other players?
Not really.
I mean, you know, too young for them. I mean, some of them guys are around a little bit maybe, but no, you don't really know much.
Maybe one of them.
Is that what you were talking about on and off the field with that, or was there something else? You said on and off the field. Was that what you were talking about? Was that, or was there something else that made you say that?
I'm confused. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, but you said it was cool on and off the field, right?
Oh, on and off the field, as far as like on the field, get our work done, and back off the field, get our body right. Yeah, my bad.
Dable was talking to you a little bit during individuals. What kind of stuff do you guys discuss at times like that?
Oh, he was really just talking to me and Wondell just about some plays that we was going to do that he wanted us to just get a look at.
How important is this season for you to prove again that you're a number one receiver in this league?
I'm just not going to talk about me as far as how important it is to me. I think it's just important to everybody. You know, got new coaches, you know, new offense. I think everybody's going to probably come into the season with a little chip on their shoulder. Even from the coach's standpoint, you know, everybody's going to come in, you know, just with that edge to try to, you know, just meet the expectations.
You're obviously a proven player in this league. You've had success already. When I brought something up to Brian Daboll before, he said, you know, you're competing, everyone's competing just, you know, the same, regardless of how much you're making, how much, you know, what you're brought in here to do. How much do you view it that way, and how do you view it?
I compete with myself, with everybody. You know, when I go out there and see Wondell, KT, Seals, Slade make a catch, I'm competing with those guys. You know, when they make a play, that urges you to go out there and want to make a play. So, you know, that type of stuff excites me. When the defense goes out there and, you know, make a play on the ball, all right, line it back up, let's, you know, I want kind of like my lick back almost. So when he say, like, you know, every day is a competition, I would say that's a fact. You know, when I step on that field, I'm competing each and every play.
Kenny, how do you balance? I mean, you're a competitor, obviously, but when you don't have things go your way, obviously you want to show the coaches that, you know, you're still good at this. But this is a new system you're learning. How do you balance being forgiving of yourself if a mistake is made versus, you know, coming down on yourself?
First off, I'm my biggest critic pretty much, so other people that say anything about me, they're not going to be harder than I am on myself. But I think it's really just coming into work, you know, with that hard hat on every day, you know, and just keeping your head down, just trusting the process and just grinding.
Have Giants fans seen the real Kenny Galladay?
I wouldn't say so. You know, maybe I probably showed a glimpse last year, New Orleans a little bit. I definitely would say I got a lot to prove, not just everybody else, but I would say to myself, like I said, I'm always in the daily competition with myself, just trying to better myself each and every day.
Is that frustrating for you, though? You came here with big expectations to not produce the level that people
had? It was definitely frustrating, but I mean, that was pretty much last year, you know. It's a clean slate, kind of flush that and kind of build from it.
The reason that Dable said that about the competition thing was because I asked him, like, what does he make of, like, the previous 2 days you didn't catch a ball in live drills and practice. I was asking kind of what he makes of that, you know, because you're obviously a proven player, and like, what his expectations are. It doesn't matter if, you know, you make 10 catches, 5, whatever. So I'm curious, what do you make of it when you go, when you don't catch balls, like, in live drills? Like, does it bother you? Is it
me just being a competitor I am, I kind of just look at it as a challenge, you know? You know, I'm pretty sure you probably know some receivers out here, when you don't get a ball in practice, you know, you can kind of see it with the body language. So I accept it as a challenge and just figure out other ways, you know, that I can pop at least on the tape. You know, if that's me, you know, blocking 30 yards downfield, you know, that backside block, so if Saquon could, you know, go, or me blocking for Wondell, or me just winning the one-on-one matchup I got, but I didn't get the ball. So you just got to pick out little battles within the play. And just keep going.
Is it a bad day if you don't have any catches, or can it still be a productive day for you without actually making catches?
I mean, I want to go into practice and make a catch. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
So I'm not going to say it's a bad day for me. It goes back to just picking out the positives from it. But yeah, I do want to make catches during practice, you know.
It was a bit unusual to see you fire that ball.
I was pissed, yeah. I went down there and grabbed it, and Dory just came and made a play and made it into like a little fumble. So, yeah, I was pissed because it would have been a big completion for us.
And how much has the new coaching changed, you know, I don't know, technique or anything that you've done in the past, and how different is it? And how much does it take getting used to all that?
I wouldn't say necessarily too much technique. More so, you just got to be a smarter player with this offense because there's a lot of moving parts as far as different guys in different positions. And, I mean, if you can play multiple positions, you know, you can be on the field, you know, a lot of the time.
You say you're your hardest critic. I mean, what do you see about your own game that you're unsatisfied with from last year, coming into this year?
Well, I'm not going to pretty much talk about last year, but just as far as training camp, me just coming down, making those 50-50 balls, you know, I pride myself on just catching the ball, period, to be honest. So I would say just going back, looking at that stuff, seeing little stuff I could do better. I just say just whenever I'm the type of person, whenever my number's called, I just want to make the play.
Kenny, you said that you're learning new positions in this offense. I mean, it's stuff that you've never done before or just stuff you haven't done in a long time?
I wouldn't say stuff I've never done before. More so when I say just being a smarter player, one play I could be playing this position, next play I could be playing something totally different. So I gotta erase out of my mind me playing this one position to play this next position.
So it's a position that you've never done. I just want to be clear on that.
More so just the concept.
I gotcha.
Kenny, there was a play in the preseason game down near the goal line, which, I mean, it looked like you came off the line and I was wondering whether you were trying to get the guy to fall asleep a little bit by not breaking out of the route so fast and then cutting across. But I mean, it seemed like the ball was there. Was it just a drop or what?
I definitely wish I would have came up with it. It's something that we definitely talked about as far as just the route itself. I want to say it was Wondell at 3, Colin at 2, and I was outside. Kind of trying to take my time a little bit just to, you know, let it clear out for those guys. But at the end of the day, I got to make the play.
Kenny, last one. Do you feel like you have a little extra bounce this year? I just feel like you're enjoying it more, that it's more comfortable. Do you feel that way in practice?
Definitely. Like I said, today we was on and off the field. We went pads 2 straight days, past couple days. And today he wanted us to go out there and get our body moving, but at the same time, good competition. And I mean, that's all you can really ask for in the coach. You know, you give him two hard days and you come back and he kind of, you know, return the favor a little bit.
Do you think enjoying it sometimes might lead to even productivity? It adds to something, like if you're happy and you're rolling along?
Definitely. I mean, when you step out there on the football field with a good mindset, you know, it can go pretty well for you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.